Let's head now to the Indo-Chinese Peninsula for today's GeoQuiz. Today we're looking for the name of a Southeast Asian forest. It is to Cambodia what the Amazon is to Brazil. It's a vast forest teeming with wildlife, elephants, tigers, you name it. It's also home to the indigenous Khoi people who've lived in the forest for centuries. Illegal logging and mineral mining are taking a toll on the ancient forest. If that sounds like something out of Avatar, then you won't be surprised to hear that some Khoi tried to dress like characters from the movie today. They traveled to the capital Phnom Penh to protest the destruction of their sacred forest. We've got photos, in fact, at theworld.org. You can see what they look like. We'll tell you more about what they had to say when we come back with the answer in just a bit. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. More than a bit of a brain teaser, today's GeoQuiz is, we're looking for a forest in the middle of Cambodia that's sacred to the indigenous people there. Some of those living in the forest have lifted an idea from the movie Avatar to protest development. They've taken to the streets of Phnom Penh, dressed a little like the indigenous people in the film. The BBC's Guy Delaney in Cambodia has the answer to our quiz.
Well, it's Prey Long, which is an enormous area in central Cambodia, about 3,600 square kilometers.
Just about the size of Rhode Island, so a huge forest area. And the protests themselves were something of a spectacle.
Well, it was very colorful indeed. The protesters were from one of a number of ethnic indigenous groups that we have here in Cambodia, and all of them have their own traditions and languages. They were dressed up a little bit, a Cambodian interpretation of the characters from the movie Avatar. So they were dressed all in green, they had face paint to match, and they had foliage on their heads. Now, I'd be very surprised if many of these people have actually seen the movie Avatar, but they know it's a good way to make a point. They live in a forest world. They have a spiritual connection with it. They believe that natural spirits live in the trees, live in the streams. So if the forest dies, then that's a personal tragedy for them.
Which makes me wonder, in a way, if they were kind of using Avatar, although the Avatar costume was blue, not green, but who was the message for?
Well, one of the curious things is that the word blue and the word green are actually the same thing in the Cambodian language, so we're literally lost in translation there, Lisa. But it's obviously they're trying to hook in an international audience. They say this isn't just their spirit forest, but it's something the fate of which should concern the entire world, because there are dozens of endangered species of plants and animals in Prey Long, sun bears, banteng, the tigers, the leopards, the animals that people really want to see if they come to a country like Cambodia, and that people like to think about walking the earth. So it's a matter of great concern for the Khoi people who were here in Phnom Penh this morning, that their forest is protected for themselves, for future generations. That's what this protester told me.
There's a big loss to Prey Long, and I'm here to call on the government to help to preserve Prey Long.
What do you think that the government can do?
I think if they love the people, they could help.
This may be an issue that people don't know much about. This is why they took such an eye-catching form when they did their protest. So just to get it out there, this is a problem. It's happening now, but it's not too late to do something about it. And there are lots of environmental and conservation organizations working in Cambodia that the government could form partnerships with, and the Khoi people of Prey Long are hoping that they can make their sacred forest part of that group of protected areas.
The BBC's Guy Delaney is in Phnom Penh, Cambodia. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Lisa.